As you know, at Pasara, Brahmasats will be observed. We observe up the hills. I want to talk about Brahmasats now. And maybe tomorrow night, if I have time, I want to continue. Spiritual practice of the Brahmasats. The Brahmasats is one of the most impressive practice of the Vedas. I haven't, since I left the Vedas, it is almost 37, maybe almost 40 years. but still, I have the impression that a feeling of observing Brahmasats. And the history of Brahmasats is very long, even before Buddha. In India, there were same kind of observation. And in Japan too, we have still very primitive custom. Annual ceremony of observation in some part of the world. In Japan, as I remember, January 14th is the day when we gather, well, all the memorial tablets, all the symbols of shrine, and the children's boys' dog. Something holy, some equipment we need to observe something holy. And when it is very smutty, because at that time we burn. Fire, kerosene lamp. Well, things in 1 year, things become very dusty and smutty. And so, January, of course, New Year's Day, we renew all the decoration. So old one, we carry old ones to the shrine, which is always waiting for those things. Old small shrine, or just stone, not proper, but stone deity, called Dōsōji. Rest of the days, we do not know even on their Dōsōji. But on New Year's Day, from New Year's Day to January 14th, all the symbols and ornaments, I will be there, people take them to the old shrine. So, at that time, we realize that old shrine. In January 14th, we make a pretty big shrine, more than 6 feet, with stone. And when it is dark, we set fire and burn it. And people, children, come with rice ball. Rice ball is made on New Year's Day, and it is we put it on the branches of a tree, a kind of tree, and we decorate it in front of the altar. And on January 14th, children take all the small rice balls, Bango. And bake it in that fire. Made by the earth decorations. Some people know it's why we do, and some don't. My mother told me the story of why we do. All year round, those of you that bad go into various parts of the village. And who observe good precepts, and who don't, he's supposed to keep the record as universal vows, in Pasara Zenpa or Sufi Zenpa. Who attend? And then, how many times someone didn't come? He has that kind of responsibility. So he is supposed to have all the records. And on January 15th is the day when some guard come and check what he's not. And when someone didn't observe, maybe evil deity comes, evil spirit comes and check whatever. And if someone doesn't observe good precepts, then that evil spirit will visit his heart. That is the idea. But the other thing is very good God. So before he comes, he burns the record. And he may say, yesterday evening we have a big fire. So, I have no more record. It was burnt away. So I have it. I'm sorry, he may say. So wherever believers is God, many deities will say, that has it, my soul. And I'm sorry, we have good fire, and we have no record. So, I'm sorry, but next year I will be good fire. Please come next year. So, evil spirits, that is now where to go. So, all the deities, believers will be protected from the evil spirit. That is the story. That kind of story. Legendary story were also in India. That story came from India to Japan. And in some part of Japan, we are still observing it. In the 14th, sometimes 15th, it is according to the moon. Full moon is in sometimes 14th. And sometimes 15. Before full moon, it is, we call it white nights. And after full moon, we call it black days. Moon is, more and more become black. It's fifteenth is the day we observe Pusat. Layman observe, but with 8 Pusat. It is the 8 precepts is what? 10 precepts. Priest of God. But on that day, 8, 40, and 50 is the day, layman of God, same precepts as priest of God. Buddha's direct disciple of God. Those precepts are called Hatsaitava. Sai means say. Sai. You know, if this sova and this sova is, you know, this sova and this sova is say. Sai. Very balanced. Asai, kai. Asai kawa. Why we call sai means equal. Like, your left hand shoulder and right hand shoulder is equal. And sai means equal. So, on that day, 8th, 14th, 15th is the day when layman and monks observe same precept, five precepts, actions of. And the box sizes were 6, 5, which is rather comfortable. Size in a paper, we use it with 5, 5, 5, 5. So, size, more and more changed, meaning changed. And size, paper, meant, nowadays means cure. But the original meaning is self. we have box sizes. Box sizes are before 50th, we have 3 days. After 50th, we have 3 days. So we have 6 days to observe pure precepts. And on those 6 days, we observe Hatsaita, 8 pure precepts, which is equivalent to Arahat, Buddha's disciples. And 8 precepts, 4 precepts of 8 precepts is the nature of precepts. And other precepts is prohibitory precepts. In Mahayana, we put emphasis on a major precepts. But in Hinayana, our Theravada, they put emphasis on prohibitory precepts. Before Buddha, it is some observation to keep themselves from evil spirits by doing something good. Dana precepts, but the very old precepts, both for Buddhist and pre-Buddhist people. Dana precepts. If you observe Dana precepts, you will be born in some good land after you die. That is why they observe Dana precepts before Buddha. And why Buddhists observe Dana precepts is different. Not for to have good future love. But to accomplish Buddhahood in this life. What is Buddhist way of spiritual observing Buddha and Dana Buddha? Anyway, this kind of observation map, by observation map, precepts. And that before Buddha, they try to keep themselves from evil spirits, to protect themselves from evil spirits. after Buddha. And there also, Jaga, they, monk and Buddha's precepts, quickly, and recited, precepts, Buddha precepts. And those who did not, those who failed to observe the precepts make confession of it. And those who do not say anything with the people who are supposed to observe the precepts. In that way, they recited precepts. So the most important part of the sutta ceremony is to recite Dhamma Sutra, the precepts. Dhamma Sutra is the Mahayana, about Mahayana. And when, for instance, I recite those precepts, you should think about what you did. And if you didn't observe good precepts, you should say, "I didn't observe." Then, by the power of confession, your bad karma will be weaker. In that way, to purify our mind and to keep our Buddha's soul, we will observe such is to do something good. Do something good to increase good. Positive thought. That is to stop. To stop doing bad. A nature of people to encourage good practice and to stop evil desire, to continue good practice, good precept of evaluation, and to put an end to bad observation practice. Idea of Tusa. Tusa, to do something. Something we have. To continue something good, and to stop something good, something bad, or to stop something bad come or arise. And that is the meaning of stop. Thank you. bhusas. In that way, Buddhists have observed sattva. Sattva in Japanese, or maybe in Chinese book. But it is, character doesn't mean anything, but it is transliteration of the pusava, Sanskrit. For religious spirit, we should observe such. And when your everyday practice is good, when you observe this such, you feel we are still far. Remember, sats. And gyaku su sats. Gyaku means abbreviated observation, not full observation, because we have so many people and so many scriptures. So if we, you know, read all of them, long, long time. So we in Japan or in China, instead of observing 6 times a month, we just observe 15 times for the last 4 months. And the things with with Mahayana school of Buddhism, like Zen, Sun, Asana, Tenba, Shina, we read Bodhisattva Bhusas, Bodhisattva Mahayana. And that is why we say gyaku, 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 gyaku. Not full, but for part of it. If this or this are oaths, you know. If we were small orchestra, that is simplified orchestra. Yeah. Speak is there, but more simple. Why we say so is because we do not read all the precepts.